The Week 17 Tea Price Report for the period ending April 24th is sponsored by the East Africa Tea Trade Association, EATTA, owners of the Mombasa Tea Auction since 1956. Tea markets closed Week 17 with prices edging firmer across the major auction centers, but the underlying signal remains quality, not volume. Across Colombo, North India, Mombasa, and Indonesia, buyers continued to participate, but with discipline. Competition focused on clean, well-manufactured teas needed for immediate blending and export commitments. Secondary grades remained more difficult to secure, requiring price adjustments or weaker bidding. Pricing reflects that structure clearly. In Colombo, prices averaged $3.24 per kilo, up 3 cents week on week. North India averaged $1.92 per kilo, up 4 cents on the last available official benchmark. Mombasa came in at $2.23, up 2 cents on the prior sale, while Indonesia averaged $2.44 per kilo, also up 3 cents on an indicative basis. The structural backdrop remains important. Stable currencies in Sri Lanka and Kenya, cost pressure from freight and energy, and lower crop signals in selected origins are limiting downward price flexibility. At the same time, there is no sign of speculative buying. This is still a market governed by need, quality, and execution. The takeaway is straightforward. Global tea prices are firming modestly, but not because buyers are chasing volume. They compete on quality that justifies the price. That's the TE Business Price Report for Week 17, ending 24 April 2026. Subscribe for free to the TBiz newsletter on LinkedIn for a detailed regional breakdown, 6-month trade signals, and a near-term outlook for quarter two pricing dynamics.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.